Welcome back to the Mindset and Me podcast. It is a solo episode today. I feel like it's been a while since we've had a catch up, and honestly, I've missed you, but summer has been summering, right? So I wanted to talk to you today about a really just amazing energy focus. Let's go, let's grab everything, let's get back to school energy, because I'm feeling it. You're probably feeling it too. And I thought we can just go through this episode together. We can take a moment, grab your coffee, switch off, you know, just let things be for a moment. Just give me 20 minutes of your time. And before we get into it, I want to talk about something I am so excited to announce today. Literally, guys, I'm so excited. We have been working on this since January. This is no joke, January. Lucy and I first came together in January to talk about creating something that is going to be unrivaled within the market, high value for a service provider, and something that is going to change the game for you in your business. Because at the end of the day, we're all out here, we're all trying our best. And actually, if we can help you get there and shrink and collapse time for you, get you to your goals, we are going to do that. So we have a masterclass that we are bringing out, which is so, so exciting. It's so exciting. It's all called Corporate Connect. And we're going to be really focusing on three elements through the masterclass, which is mindset magic, because best believe you are not going to achieve anything if you don't believe you can. And honestly, this is such a step that is overlooked in people's businesses. But realistically, unless you really, really believe that you can do it, you are just not going to get there. You know, we have to fight off the demons and the self-doubt and all of the imposter syndrome. Let all that go and know that you are worthy of being in that space too, and that you're going to create something amazing. Similarly, we're going to look at market mastery. So how you actually understand the corporate world, how you understand how you can work with them as a service provider, how you can give the best results to people. And then finally, actually making these moves. Let's stop procrastinating. Let's just stop procrastinating for a moment and actually make some of these moves, please and thank you. We want to be doing that. We want to be there with you. This masterclass is Lucy and I's knowledge over the last 20 years collectively, which is wild, in a masterclass for you for free to come and join us. It is going to be on Tuesday, the 3rd of September at midday. I'm going to leave all of the details in the show notes before we get into the episode. I had to put this at the beginning. I know it might be a bit annoying if you're not interested, but honestly, I think even if you're not looking to come into the corporate world, you're going to learn something from this. You're going to learn something about yourself, the mindset piece, maybe if you're not taking as much action right now, you're going to learn something. So I'm going to leave all of the sign-up details in the show notes below, and we're going to get into the episode now. So as you know, this is all about creating and getting a really successful Q4, and I am all about that energy. I'm all about trying to make sure that you've got a strategy behind you, but also that you're really passionate about what you're doing and that you understand the purpose behind what you're doing. And I think that that's really important. And I think the first thing we always need to look at is, how do we reverse engineer our year? So actually, where do you want to be by the end of the year? Do you actually have that vision and that goal? And I don't want you to sit there with a vision board and say, oh, okay, like by the end of the year, I want to be on a beach, you know, I want to have made X, Y, and Z within my business. Cool, great, sure. Like, and what? You know, that it just isn't going to work. It isn't going to fly for anybody now. It's not, you have to be very, very specific about what you want. What exactly does your day look like? What exactly does the revenue look like? And again, not attaching your success to money. You know, how much free time have you got to be able to do the things you want to do? The end of the year is Christmas. Have you got some time off that you can actually take sustainably? Have you forward planned your content? Have you forward planned how you're working with your one-to-one clients? Have you thought about what you're going to be launching in January? And if you want to be launching something at the end of Jan, like, you're going to have to be putting in the work before that year ends. Really starting to think about what that successful Q4 is going to look like for you, and whether that is taking more time for yourself or whatever that looks like, the end goal needs to be there, and we need to be able to reverse engineer that. Okay, it's imperative to be able to reverse engineer. So I need to firstly help you to understand, you know, what that end of the year is going to look like and how to end it successfully. I'm curious to know how many of us, I have it here, my vision board, and my list was kind of like just loads of lists, to be honest, of things I created in January and where I am now. And actually, it's not too bad. I mean, there's some things that are wildly off, but that's more to do with kind of travel and just places I haven't been able to make it to, unfortunately. But in terms of other things, it's really, really working out. And that's because I set the vision that I had for myself in line with what I knew was going to be attainable for this year, mixed with strategy. There's kind of no way to do it without having that strategy. Now, at the minute, it is in a very exciting season in the business. And obviously we are working on something so exciting with Lucy. So at the moment, this is excessive, guys. And I know it is. And honestly, you're probably going to hate me and I hope not. But I have diarized everything to the half hour. It's like, it's a lot. And I'm writing my list the next day, the night before, and I sit down at my desk and I'm sat there from probably 8:39, mainly 9, like ready to start work at 9, which I think is completely respectable time. I can have a minute in the morning, do my Pilates, do a bit of yoga, do my dog walk, get ready, maybe have something to eat. I'm ready to go. And every single half hour is diarized. Like even this podcast recording now is diarized, because the thing is, unless I'm working towards the strategy of what I'm needing to achieve and the marketing plan that's behind my business, it's not going to work. You need to understand that if you're putting out content and you're showing up and you're changing your direction a lot and going, oh, this is a great part of my knowledge, this will work really well, I'll just do a reel on this, or I'll just do something on this. That's great, but what is it leading towards? You know, if I was to put out this episode in July, it would make no sense. Even June, it would make no sense. But now it makes sense because I'm talking about something tangible that you can do and sign up to that's going to help you. Like everything has to tie in. Every single bit of communication that you create has to tie in. And the only way to know that is to be really diarizing and managing everything reverse engineered from your end goal that you're trying to reach. And I think that we are really overlooking that. We're seeing very quick wins. We're seeing short-term success. I mean, look at the TikTokification of everything, as Gary Vee would say. You know, everyone's attention span is like 2 seconds, 3 seconds maximum to draw somebody in. Imagine living your life in that short format concept and not applying a longer strategy to it. Sure, you can take nuggets of information and do that to draw people in, but there has to be a deeper message. And so I think it's really important, once you reverse engineer that, we need to look at monthly goals. And so I want you to have your big dream goals, right? Written down, big dreams for this month. And that can be anything from, you know, exploring a new city, or signing 2 new clients, or sending that pitch that I've been scared to send out and doing it. Something that's a big, big dream, right? Big dream for me is to have this collaboration. Even if I do it for a small amount of money, it's a dream client for me. I want to be associated with this brand. It gives me gravitas for what I'm working towards. That's what I want to be doing. Without having those big dreams, how are you going to be creating the vision, and how are you going to be celebrating the small wins? And I want you to celebrate something small every day. So again, this is, guys, I know it's over the top, honestly. And I feel like you're going to be like, I can feel the eye rolls. I'm recording this and I can feel them. And that's fine. Like I'm fine with that, guys. Okay. But I need you to be like, I tick off things, right? And I need you to start doing this. Every half an hour, I'm ticking off things. And then I rate my performance of my day. I hate myself, honestly, but I rate my performance of my day. So every single day, I'm trying to show up in a certain specific way online, and I'm trying to achieve certain things in a day. I even have like dog walks diarized in there. Like everything is diarized, okay? And I'm trying to show up in that way, and that is fine. That is fine to do that, right? That is fine to do it in that way. That works for me. But what it enables me to do is tap into that part of my psyche that shows that I'm having these small wins, that I'm ticking off things, and like the dopamine release. I want to be ticking off more constantly. I know it sounds over the top, or maybe it sounds basic to you, and I'm fine with that as well if that's how you think. But are you doing it? You know, this is the difference. And I don't see people celebrate the small wins It's like you'll open your app and you'll see someone's just flown to this hotel that you've been dying to go to, or you'll see them celebrating something, or, you know, maybe they're engaged, or there's a pregnancy, or there's this, or there's that, or whatever there may be. There's all these things happening. And you think, oh my God, I'm not doing any of that. Like, I'm failing all the time. I'm not doing any of this stuff. And you're not looking at everything that you're achieving. There's a reason, like, when I work with people one-to-one, I'm like, tell me your wins, tell me your successes. Let's celebrate every single thing that you do that is a win that has changed for you, and create that momentum and create that drive and visibility within your business. I'm so passionate about this, as you can probably tell. Like, it's a lot. This episode is like succinct, to the point, quite mildly aggressive, because I actually really want you to understand how important this is. And without celebrating these small wins and looking at how you can succeed, I like, it's very, very difficult for you to be focusing on much else, okay, and feeling positive. Similarly, I want you to also start to just have like quick ticks. Again, this is very much like a Grace Beverly strategy, but like to have quick ticks in your day that you can just get things off the list, get things moved and gone. Send a quick email, reply to this thing, tidy that away, empty the dishwasher quickly. Just let me just get these things done, that creates space for the big vision, the big dreams. The more space that I can create for that, the more that I can be involved in it. And I'm gonna tell you now, like, the difficulty you're going to have if you don't prioritize yourself is that it will never get done, and you will never be able to push on from where you are. And the thing is, if you stay stagnant and stay in the same place, you only have yourself to blame a year from now. We have all been privy to this, right? We have all done this shit. We've all been there. We've all done this. We have all said to ourselves, I'll do it tomorrow. It's fine. I can get to that. You've got to just do it now. Just do the things now. Honestly, not to constantly plug the masterclass, but this is the energy. Like, there is so much value in there. So much value in there. We almost, you know, we really had to balance out the difference between giving a huge amount of value and not overwhelming people, because that is how good it is. That is genuinely how good it is. There is so much in there because we want to see you thrive and success. I will celebrate every single win that you have. I will be alongside you. I want to see more of that. But if you're going to keep talking about things and not actually do them, don't blame anyone else, right? But if you're going to sit there and not actually do the work, don't blame anyone but yourself, okay? Don't blame a single person but yourself. You only have yourself to blame. You are only doing yourself a disservice. I know it's scary. I know the process is scary. I know the rejections hurt. I know that you feel like you're fumbling. You feel like you're trying all these different systems and strategies and nothing is working. Things will work. But the worst thing that you can do is give up, right? You have to keep going. What is the other option and what is the other choice? And it's naive to think that every month is going to be an amazing, successful month for 90% of people. Okay, you're seeing the small, incredible wins of people online, and that's great, but there is a small percentage of people who have that consistent level of revenue within their business that grows month on month on month. That isn't the norm for a lot of people, and I want to normalize that for you. I want you to see that it is possible for you too, and that you can get there, but you have to take action. No more procrastination. Begin to take action today. Let's celebrate and have a really powerful and incredible end to the year. Like, I want to see you thrive in this end of the year. I want to see you there doing amazing work, right? I want to see you showing up online in this beautiful way and not letting fear and self-doubt or anything like that take over, okay? Because you deserve it. You deserve every success. You are worthy of the success that you are striving for. And I promise you, you can get there. I really want you to start implementing these systems. I'm going to write in the show notes these three things to focus on within your monthly goals, which is big dreams, small wins, and quick ticks. And again, this is super simple, but I want you to remember that we need to reverse engineer your goals. Okay, reverse engineer your goals from the end of the year. What do you want your end of the year to look like? What are you going to be doing at the end of the year? What is the end of the year going to look like? How am I going to see you show up online? How are you going to be looking online? What will you be sharing in your end of year roundup, right? What's going to be the success? Tell me now. Let's get you to that goal. Okay, let's get you to that goal. Let's start simple with this strategy. I'm going to be dropping loads of these little solo episodes through September. I am determined to get us all to the end of the year. My word for this year was momentum, and boy, have I had it this year. I had a slight dip in July, I won't lie, where I thought I actually need a break. I just need a little break for a little while. I had a slight dip in July, and that's absolutely fine. But now we're back. Now we are back. We are thriving. We are pushing. We are moving forward because we are ending 2024 on a high. 2024 is our year. We are going to get there. So I know I've banged on about it a lot in this episode, but it's really important that the masterclass is literally, it's time sensitive. It is gone the 3rd of September. So you have a few days to sign up to this. Don't miss out on this. You are going to learn so much. We are going to end this year together on a high. I promise you that. And here is to the most successful year. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you again next week.